The Southern Poverty Law Center has reported that around the country, hate crimes have been on the rise since last month's general election. In Michigan alone, almost 40 incidents were reported in the 10 days following the November 8th general election. This was the highest in the Midwest and sixth highest in the nation. As we've discussed previously on Current State, these incidents of harassment occur primarily against Black people, immigrants, Muslims, and the LGBT community. In response, a number of elected officials in Michigan are pledging to fight discrimination. They've signed the Stand Strong, Respect Michigan Pledge. That's a project of various parties, including Welcoming Michigan, a Dearborn-based anti-hate campaign, an organization called Mothering Justice, and State Representative Stephanie Chang of Detroit. Representative Chang joins us now by phone to talk about the campaign and other Michigan immigrant and refugee issues. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also joining us, Christine Sove, Senior Program Coordinator for Welcoming Michigan. Christine, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
Stephanie, explain for us, when people take this pledge, what are they pledging exactly?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. And we have been so happy to work with Welcoming Michigan, Take on Hate, and Mothering Justice. So we had over 100 elected officials sign the pledge. And the pledge is basically a pledge to stand against hate and discrimination and affirm that Michigan should be a welcoming state for all, really stating, how proud we are of Michigan's diversity and advancing our principles of equality and dignity, and also condemning attacks on or harassment of people, whether it be based on their race, ethnicity, immigration, or refugee status, religion, sexual orientation, or anything else. Really to show our residents that live in our districts that we're willing to stand up for them.
This is 100 people in the state Senate and the state House or where?
So it's a mix of state representatives, state senators, mayors, school board members,
okay,
city council members. The list goes on. We've got a lot of folks who are willing to add their name and what we're encouraged by is, obviously we've seen other elected officials or other candidates say things and do things that are sort of un-American and actually furthering the kind of hate that we're seeing in terms of the rise of hate incidents post-election. And so we thought it would be really important for people in Michigan to see that we are willing to stand up for them and to fight for them. So we're excited about this pledge and we're looking forward to continuing the conversation about ways that we can combat hate.
I'm told that this first launched about a year ago. Have you seen it gaining more attention and support recently?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had good success with it a year ago as well, but I think that with such a big rise in harassment and hate incidents post-election, I think that has really caught a lot of people's attention, which I'm glad that it has. And so we saw a lot of people coming forward to sign on very quickly. So we're excited about that. Obviously, we wish that we didn't have to do something like this. But I think it's important that as public servants, we need to stand up and address some of the situations that are going on in our state.
Christine, Welcoming Michigan is an initiative of the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, or MIRC. Tell us about your involvement in the pledge.
Yes, thank you. So Welcoming Michigan is an immigrant integration initiative of the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, and we partnered with Representative Chang and Take on Hate last year in the pledge when it first launched following the rise in anti-Muslim and anti-refugee rhetoric, specifically last December. And we thought it was so important to renew the pledge and reach out to even more local elected officials because of the significant rise in bias incidents. And, I know that may sound like just a statistic, but that is very real and palpable to the community members that we work with. We have had folks calling our office in tears and folks very frightened. People have shared really horrible flyers that went up in their school or their community. And it's terrifying. It's something that no one would want. And so especially, you know, we're thinking of our immigrant and refugee neighbors, but also folks from the African American community, you know, encountering swastikas in their neighborhood. So we really think it's, you know, more important than ever for elected officials to speak out against these incidents and to make sure that everyone in the community feels included and supported and protected right now.
I understand you've designated welcoming cities throughout the state. What does it mean to be designated a welcoming city?
Yeah, so the Welcoming Cities and Counties program is actually administered by our national partner, Welcoming America, and then we work locally with the cities and counties that sign up for this program. So it's a long-term commitment to looking at what you can do in your community to make sure, again, people feel included and supported so that they can fully integrate socially, culturally, economically, and really be part of the fabric of the community. So we have 12 welcoming cities and counties across the state, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Sterling Heights, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo County, and there's more that are looking at joining. And, you know, what they enact and what they work on ranges from cultural events that bring people together so that neighbors can get to know each other, building relationships and partnerships with ethnic leaders, and then also looking at how to expand naturalization efforts or entrepreneurship, how to address anti-profiling measures or expand language access. So really, the sky's the limit. There's a lot that communities can do to help their residents feel supported and included.
Stephanie, I want to ask you about House Concurrent Resolution 28, HCR 28. This is a resolution that I take it would ask Congress to halt the intake of refugees while a review of the vetting process is conducted. What's the status of HCR 28 right now?
Sure. So HCR was introduced by Representative McCready from Oakland County and referred to the House Local Government Committee. And last week, the committee did actually take testimony on it and report it out to the full House. You know, we're in the last day of lame duck, and it is not on the agenda, I believe. So I'm hopeful that it won't actually come to the floor for a vote, but obviously I was really concerned that it was even being considered because it is just based on erroneous assumptions about the refugee screening process, and I believe is really just, you know, a lot of fear-mongering about refugee populations.
I'm speaking with State Representative Stephanie Chang about immigration legislation in Michigan and the Stand Strong, Respect Michigan campaign. Christine Sove also joins us, Senior Program Coordinator for Welcoming Michigan. Stephanie, back to you. Isn't it true that a state cannot actually limit its intake of refugees? Isn't that a federal decision?
It is a federal issue. You know, the state... actually, I mean, we do have someone who does helps with refugee resettlement and is a state employee. But I, you know, it's not like we can actually stop the tide of people coming here. So the resolution is purely symbolic. It's encouraging the president and Congress to, you know, basically take this action. But even though it is just symbolic and doesn't actually have any legal authority, we still are concerned about the message that it sends because, again, we're seeing with the rise in incidents and hate and harassment that we're seeing, we need to be doing more to show people that we actually are a welcoming state and that we aren't going to tolerate this kind of rhetoric. So I'm obviously concerned and ready to keep monitoring this. And, you know, next session, if it comes back again, we'll do our best to really educate. I think that's what we need to do is a lot of people maybe have never met a refugee or never visited a refugee resettlement agency, which is actually we set up these visits for elected officials this January. And it was really great and powerful for people to actually talk with refugee families, learn about the refugee resettlement process, because that hands-on and real interaction, I think, is very informative for people and helps to really make sure that people have all the facts.
Stephanie, I want to return to you here. I'm sorry, let's go to Christine here. I want to touch on another program that concerns immigrant children. That's DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Briefly, please, remind us how this program works.
Yeah, so this is a deferred action program launched by the president via executive order. And it's an excellent program that has allowed young people who grew up in this country to finally be able to have work authorization, go to school, and really contribute to their families and their communities. So it's been an excellent program, but it's in jeopardy right now. And the new administration has threatened to end this program. So we do have a spot of good news, however, though. Exciting news from Congress. Senators Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin have announced that they would be introducing bipartisan legislation, and really to show the bipartisan nature, they're signing people up, a Republican and a Democrat at the same time, making sure they're adding folks in that way. And this legislation would help protect the DACA program should it be threatened to be discontinued. So we encourage everyone to watch for that announcement for the Bridge Act, which we hope will help preserve the DACA program. It's been so beneficial to so many young people in our state, folks that have finally been able to go to work without fear and contribute to supporting their families and their communities.
I've been speaking with Christine Sove, Senior Program Coordinator for Welcoming Michigan, an initiative of the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. We've also had State Representative Stephanie Chang join us. We've been talking about immigration, harassment, and related issues here in Michigan. I wish we had more time, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Thank you.